This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There has been an outpouring of support from around the globe for the family of retired NBA great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash just outside of Los Angeles, California. He and his 13-year-old daughter were among nine people killed while they were reportedly on their way to a basketball tournament for youngsters. AP's Ben Thomas with more on the initial report in Bryant's legacy.
Some folks were out here mountain biking this morning and saw an aircraft in distress that went down into the hillside.
That's Los Angeles County Fire Captain Tony Imbrenda describing a helicopter crash near Malibu.
We just know that it's multiple fatalities and there were no survivors.
The 18-time NBA All-Star won five championships with the L.A. Lakers, becoming one of the greatest basketball players of his generation. Bryant retired in 2016 as the third leading scorer in NBA history. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. federal health officials say there are now five confirmed cases of the new China-based coronavirus, and they say to expect more. The head of the Centers for Disease Control Respiratory Disease Office said Sunday all five victims had direct contact with others in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the disease is believed to have started. All five are said to be in good condition, but they're isolated in hospitals as doctors and health officials try to find out more about the virus. The CDC says it is investigating about 100 suspected cases in 26 states. Chinese officials say 56 people have died and nearly 2,000 others in China have been infected. President Xi Jinping said China is facing a grave situation, and experts and other resources would be concentrated at specific hospitals to treat severe cases of the illness. Again, the head of the Centers for Disease Control in the United States in respiratory disease said all five victims had direct contact where the disease is believed to have been started. This is VOA News. A video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which President Trump appears to call for the ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her.
Okay,
get her out tomorrow. Okay, get her out tomorrow. Take her out.
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Rescuers continue to look for survivors in eastern Turkey in the rubble of a collapsed building or several collapsed buildings after a powerful earthquake claimed at least 38 lives. Nearly 4,000 rescue workers combed through debris and freezing temperatures, helped by mechanical diggers. Turkish authorities say rescue workers have so far saved 45 people. There was more violence in Syria. In northern Syria, a car bomb killed seven. This is the World Food Program reports it's scaling up its operation to provide emergency food to tens of thousands of people in Syria's war-torn province of Idlib. We get more from Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva.
Humanitarian officials say conditions for some 3 million civilians in Idlib have become intolerable since Syria and its Russian allies launched a major offensive in mid-December to seize this last rebel stronghold. Since then, the United Nations reports more than 300,000 people, 80% of them women and children, have fled their homes in a desperate bid to protect themselves from heavy bombing and shelling. The United Nations reports more than 8 years of brutal civil conflict has pushed millions of Syrians into hunger and poverty. It reports the war has displaced more than 6 million people within the country and created a food crisis for more than 7 million who suffer from chronic food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And officials from Libya's two rival governments say fighting erupted Sunday as the country's east-based forces advanced toward the strategic western city of Misrata. The clashes came just hours after the United Nations decried continued blatant violations of an arms embargo in Libya by several unspecified countries. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.